Hello and welcome to the Nautical Twist podcast. My name is M here with an episode inspired by a recent dinner that I attended. The place I went to dinner was interesting because, first of all, it was a lot of different people coming together, gathering together at the table, people I didn't know necessarily, and food was served family style, which, you know, big amounts of food in bowls and people can kind of like take some out and put on their plate and pass it around. So there was someone at the table who noticed one of the dishes was a curry dish. And there was a bunch of different things there. I want to say there was rice and there was like some really nice seasoned chicken on the table. And then there was a curry dish. But there was enough of the rice and the chicken and other things that someone could make something delicious. Like you could have a good meal just with that. But this person like got so caught up on how much they hated curry and they kept saying it again and again and again, to the point where they weren't even really enjoying the other foods. It was actually a while before they started even partaking in like the rice or the chicken, which they actually apparently like. And I kept saying like, oh, I don't like curry. I don't like it. I don't like the smell. I don't like the taste and stuff. And for me, it's funny because like I'm a huge fan of curry and I think it's so cool because curry goes across so many different cultures. I mean, you find it, of course, in the Caribbean. You'll find it in Asia. You'll find it in Africa. Like it's really cool because it's used throughout. So for me, I love it. It's so universal to me. And I just thought it was so interesting how they just kept saying this again and again. And I just thought that was funny. And there was no like allergies or dietary restrictions or anything like that. It was actually the healthiest dish on the table. It had like some beans in it, things like that. There was no dietary reasons for this. And they kept saying something and got so obsessed with the idea of not liking something that they weren't even enjoying the other really good foods around. And I just thought that was very interesting, like not even enjoying their dish. And I just remember when I went to go taste the curry, it actually wasn't very strong. For some people who don't know, like for me at least, I feel like a very important thing when a curry dish, like you can add like some cumin, which gives it like a much more of that classic like curry dish flavor that I'm used to from some dishes. And this one didn't have any cumin, so it didn't have that strong like classic curry taste that I think the person was afraid of. So anyway, I said to them, I was like, well, this actually doesn't even taste that much like curry. I mean, you can taste a little bit and if obviously it's yellow from it, but it's not even that strong. And they were just like, I was like, actually, I don't even think you would have known that this was a curry dish. Like if somebody just gave this to you, unless I don't know. I just don't think you would have, I don't think you would have noticed if somebody hadn't said anything. So I just thought that was really funny. And, yes, for me, I still just thought everybody was just like, I remember the table was just so confused because it was like nobody was pressuring them to have this dish. And so I was just, yeah, I just was thinking about this and I was like, man, how many times in life do I say, oh, I don't like this thing? Like I get so caught up in not liking something that I miss out on the good things around it. And I know, for example, I do this with books sometimes, like where, you know, I think I tend to have very strong like book preferences of books I like to read. And, you know, recently I went to the library and was looking for some new books to read. And I remember like I was being encouraged to get a different type of book. And I was like, it's not really my thing. I don't like that. I don't like that book or anything like that. And I actually ended up, okay, fine, I'll get this book. And it actually ended up being an amazing book, really enlightening, and I learned a lot. And if I had stayed caught up in my obsession with I don't like this, and not actually trying it when there's no real real serious restriction or ethical moral restriction for me for why I couldn't do this, I felt like, well, why shouldn't I be a little open? And I just thought that was a really interesting little lesson learned from that situation. By the way, that person did end up trying the dish and actually ended up really liking it. So I thought that was quite the special situation. So anyway, I just wanted to come on here and share that story. And I will be back next week with another podcast episode. So in the meantime, I really do hope you take care and enjoy your day, and I'll talk with you soon. Bye.